We end up, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud. Omalei Rab Abba Leshamei, we had Machlekesin, if Chayshinen Lezeraov, Eloi Chayshinen Lezeraov, one of the Nafkaminis are, if you have a tomb paredes, one, the mother was a susie, and the father was a chamer. The other one, the mother was a chamera, and the father was a sus. So if you hold chayshinen zerahov, so that means that these praedas are one mean. They have in themselves a chelik of a sus, a chelik of a chamer, and memele, so there's no problem to be marbia one on the other. They're the same mean. If you hold leichayshinen lezerahov, so then it's bitter, so then the mamish tuminim, so one is a the child is a sus, one the child is a chamer, and memele the mamish tumin. So we have three lines from the bottom. Omale rababe leshame, imailesli kod naise berispik. He told his meshores, if you're going to bring in, that means my carriage, that I ride in this carriage, and you're going to use mules, praedes, to pull the carriage. So ayin lahanach the domi ladodi. So you have to make sure that the two praedes are similar. What does Rashi say? Berispik agola shayereche. But this was the carriage that Rababa was riding in. So you have to make sure the damim ladodi boznayim ubezono. Because we had before, there's different characteristics. If the mother is a chamoyer, so it has long ears and a short tail. The mother is a susie, so then it has short ears and a long tail. So you should make sure that these both praedes should be similar. Boznayim ubezono, mishumani kloy bekloyim. So we see from this Kosova that Rababa holds Alma Kosova ain't choishishin lezera ha'op. Kosova ain't choishishin. We do not reckon at all with the zera ha'op. V'havi kloyim b'nei ha'chamoyro b'nei ha'susye. Because it's mamish two meaning. The b'nei ha'susye is ha'sus and the b'nei ha'chamoyro is ha'chamoyro. So you're being manig a sus with a chamer. Di choishishin. If Rababa would hold choishishin, kulon shavin. So these two are the same. Shebe kulon yesh beis zodim. Each one has, it's a min bifnei atzmai that has in it, characteristics of a sus and a chamer. So then it would be mutter. So we see from Rababa one thing that he holds in choishishin lezeraho. Number two, we see, b'simonim de'araisa. He holds that by an iso de'araisa, you can rely on simon. B'simonim de'araisa, midesomech ha'simonim. Now, he relied on simonim. V'shori isura alayu, and he was mater an iso de'araisa with these simonim, because of both have long ears, so memele, so that's a simon that the mother is a chamer. Shma mino hoda samchinin asimonim b'chazores aveide. That what we rely on simonim b'chazores aveide. Kedemrinin be'elo metziyet. The reisei that minatoire you can rely on simonim. The ida rabbonim. If you'll say that simonim de rabbonim, nehei de oved rabbonim takanto b'mamoyne. So even though we can assume that the rabbonim made a takanto, the Gemara says about Matziv simonim de rabbonim. So why are you machzer aveide b'simonim? You should only be machzer with eidim, with tviyas ayin. So the Gemara says it's a takana de rabbono. But everyone is happy that they should return an aveide with simonim. So he says, nehei de ovad rabbonon takanta b'mamoinom, but b'isure mimosi misakni, can they make a takana by Yisurim? Is a shayla in Yisurim? Al shma mino, di reisei, ba'osam ba'ilu metziyas mi boilon simonim di reisei oi da rabonom. So, but before we see from Rababe, that Rababe holds simonim di reisei, it's negei an iso di reisei, is it loim or not loim, we're saying an simonim. The Maritz Chayes brings down a Noide B'Yude and a Ramban. The Noide B'Yude asks Akasha, he says, it is very interesting, this Shaila, our Simonim de Araise, Simonim de Rabbonon, there are different places in Shas that the Gemara clears the Shaila. For example, the Shaila is Negeya, if let's say someone lost a get, and now we find the get, and he has simonim that this is the get he lost, but it's not muchach that this is the get. Can we use this get to be matar aneishes sheets? Or let's say a person died, and we have simonim begufay that this person had these simonim. Can you rely on simonim? So lemaise, there are sugyas in Shas which clear the shaila. The Gemara remains by a shaila. The Gemara was never pushed to shaila if I can rely on simonim by a shaila, but to be matter on a shasich. The Gemara blabs by a shaila. Here we have a Gemara in Chulin. There's a shaila that I have here. Two praides. There's a shaila of a deraise. Can I be Markiv these two praises together, and Rababa said, well, let's see the simonim, let's see the simonim. And if the simonim stim, both have long ears, it's a raya that it's mutter. So the Neidib Yuda asks, so why weren't we patient? The shaila from, here we have enough, the shmami enough, and Rababa, simonim, dear eyes. So the Yuda is mitzadit to say a very interesting Peret, Neidvi Yudha says as follows. He says that the Shaila over there, can I rely on Simonim to be Matar Aneishes Ish? This is the get that was lost. This is the husband. He says, she's Becheskas Aneishes Ish. Now the Simonim will be Mevare Keneged HaChazokeh. Keneged HaChazokeh. That the Gemara blayed by a Shaila. The Gemara did know if simonim are strong enough to be mavar keneged achazoke. Masha'in kein asugye, we there's no chazok over here, there's a sofik derais over here. Are these two b'nei eim achas? So no, it's a sofik derais, but there's no chazok over here. So memele, so to be mevarer asofik, takishma mino simonim deraisa. To be mevarer asofik, we can rely on simonim. Afilu asofik deraisa. To be moitzi mecheskes eishes ish, that the Gemara remained with asofik. That's what the Yehuda wants to be mitzadet to say. But then the Maritz Chiyas brings down a Ramban, which is really a moiradike Ramban. The Ramban says our Gemara has no shaykhis at all. But the Gemara in Bob Metzia, but Rashi Botan, the Gemara in Bob Metzia, there's a Shaila, Simonim Deraisis, Simonim Derabona. Mamish, zwei Welten. The Shaila of the Gemara in Bob Metzia, Simonim Deraisis, Simonim Derabona. There the Shaila is that, is our Simonim is it enough of a proof? That means, by Simonim, it could very well be Yisramuye Yisrame. That means we're not talking about a simen muvik. We're talking about a simen beinani. A simen beinani, a simen beinani, so let's say the mace has warts on his hand. This one also has warts. Good. I mean, it's not mukach that this is the mace. I mean, the other people also who have warts on the hand. So memele, so to prove, to say, to rely on a simen beinani, by an Issa der Eise, Hainachanami, could be Yisramu, Yisram, he can't rely on this, he had a board, fine. Other people also have board, so it's not a Hechoche Gemurre. Here the Gemurre says, Shema mino simonim der Eise, the Gemurre means it's Halocha Lamoisha Misinai. That these simonim, that if you see a Preide that has long ears, This is a biru. This is not Yisramu. This is a halacha l'maishem Sinai. That so has nothing to do at all with that sugya. That sugya is stamazoy. If I see something that the mace had, is this proof that this is that mace? So there is a shayla of Yisramu Yisrami. Here there's a shayla. Here simonim deraisa mean that I have a halacha l'maishem Sinai. If you see a preide that has long ears. That is a simen that the mother was a chamra. So Mamela so Mamela is it's not like Rashi, but it's a murder kibshad in the Gemara. The comparison that Rashi makes from our Gemara to over there is like a very mother. There's a sofik Yisramu Yisrami. Here these are. This is a simen in the teva ha'ilam that the bnei chamoira have long ears. I mean, how can we compare these two simonim? Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana rabbanon oisai ve'es benoi noyeg bekloyim ubekoy. Now we'll see a koi is tvail, and after we'll see there's a machlekas. But asug yehold. And a koi is a breed of a chaya with a behema, a tzvi with a tayish. So memela, so now it says like this. Oy se ves benoi noyig bikloi. If this kloim, no, we had a ribi before that oy se ves benoi is noyig bikloi. Ubikoi. There's another type of a kloyim that is a koi. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, kloyim habo min ha'ez min ha'rochu oisei ves benoi noyeg boi. I agree. My kloyim, this of oisei ves benoi is noyeg. Min ha'koi ein oisei ves benoi noyeg boi. But min ha'koi ein oisei ves benoi noyeg boi. There's no din of oisei ves benoi. Omar Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde said he wants to explain now the machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Eizehu koi shenechleku boi Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. What is the koi? Ze habo min atayish u min atzivyo. That means we have a machlokes. If we had atayish was this is the machlok. So the Gemara says, what does Rav Chisda mean? Heichi domi. Ileimo betayish habo ala tzivya. So that means the mother was a chaya, the father was a tayish, and the child is a koi. V'yoldo, and they had a child, v'koshochet lo ulbro. And you want to shech the tzivya and the child. Like the Gemara, for Omar Rav Chisda, hakol moedim, behi tzivya ubno tayish shepoto, se ubnoi Omar Rachmona, v'loi tzvi ubnoi. That's a dova poshet. What are you talking about what the child is? The mother has to be a behemoth, sheirei ser. It says, by oisis benoi, you have the mother, the parent has to be a behemoth. So Memelech was a tayish abo ala tzivya. How could the Rabbonon hold that you're chayiv als Oysov es benoi, the mother Zachaya, Rav Chisda himself said, no one holds that there's a chiv Oysov es benoi. Ela, b'tzvi habo ala taisha. No, the case is fakir. B'tzvi habo ala taisha, that the mother was a taish. V'yolda, v'koshochit lo ulbro. Oh, so now's the shayla. The mother is a taish. The child is the child of Zakoy. Is it the Chivois is a Spenoi? Frag the Gemore, Omar Rav Chisda, Hakel Moidim, Behi Taisha, Ubno Tzvi, Shechayev. Se Omar Rachmono Ubnoi Koldo. That means that when the Posik of Oisei Vesbenoi is speaking about an Issa, the Pasuk only mentions Sheir Vaseh, was speaking about the parent. The parent has to be a behemoth. The child, Benoi, doesn't say what mean it has to be. It is irrelevant what mean the child is. So, like the Gemara, Mamanav Sheikh, if the mother's a Tzivya, so how could there be the Noise of Benoi? The Pasuk says the mother has to be a behemoth. If the mother's a Taisha, so how can the Rabbi Lazar say it's no good? If the mother's Ataisha, it is irrelevant what the child is. So what pshat in the machloik is of Rabbi Lez on the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Lo'olam b'tayish abo ala tzivya. It's speaking about Ataish abo ala tzivya. That's the case. V'yod abas. And now, had a child. So this bas is a koi. This bas is a koi. U bas yoda ben, and now the bas had a ben. Because shochik lo ulebro. So he's shechting now the bas of the tayish abola tzivya, together with her child. Rabbonan sovri choyshishin lezera ho. That means, the father was a Taish. So Mamela, she has, so the child has in itself a shtickle set. It's a shtickle set mitzav the father. This set, vafilo mitzah set. That what it says in the Torah, Shere, so he said, Eshbenoi lo sishketu, does that mean that it has to be a pure set? If it has in it, chalokim of a set, the mitzah set is also the no isem Eshbenoi. So Memela, if the father was a Taish, and the mother was a Tzviya, and we hold in the Chachamim hold Choshish and Lezerahop, so Memela, the daughter is a Dinseh. The daughter is a Dinseh. Mitzvah. So Memela, you're not allowed to shecht the daughter with the daughter's son, because it's Tzevach ala Mitzvah. But Rabbi Lezer Sova ain't Choshish and Lezerahop. Rabbi Lezer holds ain't Choshish and Lezerahop. So the Maise, if the mother is a Tzviya and the father is a Tayish, so what is the daughter a Tzviya? It ain't Choshen Zerah. V'sev afilo mitzah seh lo yamridim, because there's no mitzah seh, it's kulay Tzviya. So that is pshat in the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, koi minatayish uminatzviya. Af al pi de sheir ei kesef ksiv, it says, sheir ei sexiv, lo ksiv tzvi vayol, it doesn't say yachai, it's only the holding of Oisvet Mei was only said by Behemet. Hachi gassim, rabbi lezoi mekloi, ma bo minayiz minarocha lo Oisvet Mei noig boi. Minakoi enoisi vesvenoi noigboi. Vechenu with the scepter, who's seen him in a taish minatsivi enoisi vesvenoi noigboi. Then came I also Rab Chisda Lashmina. Rab Chisda said this, that it's speaking about minatayish minatsivi. Eizeu koi shenech lukuboi laafuki miman da oma koi berye bifneyat mayu. Ubno taish Sheyoda minatayish. Se omar rachmona, ubnoi koldu. Al ha'emik vichitei behema, אבל על הבן לא היפס, אפילו הוא חיה. So the Gemara says, speaking about that I hear Abbas, that it was a Tayish Abu Al-Atsviya, and they hear Abbas, Ubas Yoda Ben, Hai Ben Labdat, Kedua Dil Abbas. So Mele, the Shail is like this, Choshishin Lezeraho. If you're Choshish for Zeraho, V'yesh Be'im Azoi. So now, if the mother is a Tzviya, if the father is a Tayish, and they had a daughter, so what is the daughter? So if Yod Choshish in Lezeraho, V'yesh Be'im Hazois, so this daughter was a mother, V'yesh Be'im Hazois, Mikzaseh, it has Yod Choshish in Lezeraho, it has in it characteristics of a set. V'seh Da'omar Rachmona, Apelo B'mikzaseh Mashmeh, Apelo Mikzaseh, V'Rabbi Lezer Sova Ein Choshishin, Rabbi Lezer holds Ein Choshishin, Hilkach Sev, Apelo Mikzaseh, Lo Yemrina, Kloima, Lech Alameima, but you can't say Mikzaseh because there's no Sev. So Bekitzer, now we know this is the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, there was a Tayish, Abo Alatzviya, Behemed Abo Alachaya, and they had a Bas, and the Bas had a Ben. So the Shail is, what is this Bas? So that the Chachamim hold the Bas has the Choshish in Lezera of, so the Bas has in itself Mikzaseh. So if it's Mikzaseh, so now there's the Yisra of Yisiv as Benoi, Sev of the Mikzaseh. So you're not allowed to shecht the mother together with her child. That Lezera holds Ein Choshish in Lezera of, so Memela we want to know what mean is this Bas. This Bas is a Tzvi. The mother was a Tzviya, so this is a Tzvi. There's no din of Oisiv Espanoi Bachayis, only by Bain. So that's the Machloikis. That's the Gemara. If that's the Machloikis, so Mamela, we have a Shaila of Oisiv Espanoi is Noig by a Koi, and the Stoli is a Koi a Mitzaseh, or is a Koi not a Mitzaseh, that's the Shaila. And this Shaila depends if you hold Choshish in Lezeraho, or in Choshish in Lezeraho. So like the Gemara, the live like the Choshish in Lezeraho, the Plukta de Hananya de Rabbono. So why did he have to speak about a Koi? We have already a previous Machloikis. Hananya in the Rabbono, if there's an Issa to Shech the father and the child. Why do you have to talk about a breed of a Koi in a Gansa Gishef? There's a machlokes Hananya and the Rabbanan, you're allowed to shech the father together with the child. Hananya old choshish in Lezera, you're not allowed to shech the father with the son. And the Rabbanan hold but ain't choshish in Lezera, some a mele, so you're allowed to shech the father with the son. So if this is the machloikis, you just said this is the machloikis, why did they have to speak about a new case with a koi? It's such a complicated case. Let's speak about a normal case. Is there a nisa oisei ves benoi to shech the father? That's the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara v'lit like b'choshish in lezeraho v'plukta d'chananya v'rabono, why do you have to speak about a case of a koi? So the Gemara says, "I pligi bahi." If their machlekes would have been only the shaila, are you allowed to shech the father with the child when the father, the you shech the father with the child? Hava minis, I would think, b'ho. But in this case, afilu rabbonon moided that is no din oisei ves benoi to sev afilu mikzaseh lo yamrina. Kamash Malon. That means, in this machloikis, we see another nekuda which we wouldn't have known from the machloikis of the Hananya and the Rabbonim. Here the Chachomim said that by a koi, the Zachi of Oisei Ves Benoi, so we're speaking about a daughter of a Tzvi and a Tayish, this daughter is only a Mikzaseh. So here the Rabbonim, so Abul Choshish in Lezeraov, the daughter is a Mikzaseh. No, this is so. This Chiddush I wouldn't have known from the Machloikis of Hananya and the Chachomim, if Mitzvah says Hashem said, that is why they chose their Machloikis by a Koi. Let us see Rashi. Look for Rashi. The Lif Lugu Bechoshishim Beplukta Bechatech Hananya. The name of Rabbi Lezer, Einu Noyig Bischorim, because he also Chosheshim Lezera, the name of Rabbona Noyig. Why do you have to come and speak about a Koi? If they would only speak about that shaila, I would think in this case of the rabbanu moide. The aval gav the choishishim, even though they hold choishishim, balek el mitzase. In the koi, it is only a mitzase. V'se'atulu mitzase lo yamrinam. So memele, that is why their machloikis. Of choishishin lezerov, or yein choishishin lezerov, their machloikis was said by a koi to tell me, nach a chiddush, that the rabbanon who hold choishishin lezerov also hold seb afilu mikzase. Right, the Gemara weiter. So now, shalom al Yisrael, now we know the machloikis, the beleza, and the chachomin. By a koi. Like the Gemara, Bahodis Nan, koi ain't shocked in Oisei beyond it, the imshochat ain't mechasin as domai. Now, this is a complicated Gemara in Mesechtes Beye, but just to understand the etzem halacha, the halacha is like this. There is a problem to make kisei adam in Yom Tov. It's a muktzah d'kishayla or another shayla. There's a problem to make kisei adam. If you shechted an animal that's chayim v'kisei adam, as alamat, you're allowed to make kisei adam. It's a chayim. If you have a suffix chayim from a mele, this Chazal asked to shecht, because what are you going to do? If you're going to shecht it, you'll have a suffix. Should I make Kisei Adam? Shouldn't I make Kisei Adam? If you suffix, you can't make Kisei Adam. And it could be it's chayv the Kisei Adam, and you're not making Kisei Adam. So if you have an animal that's a suffix chay, a suffix behemah, the loch is you're not allowed to shecht, because you're going to get into a problem of Kisei Adam. And if you did shecht it, you don't make Kisei Adam. Fine. Now, so let's see like this. We have here a Mishnah in Masechtas Beis. Koi ein shechtin oisei b'yomtev. A koi, you're not allowed to shecht in yomtev. Vim shechtin ein mechasin es domet. If you shechted it, you don't make kisei adam. So let's just read between the lines. So that means a koi is a suffix chai, a suffix behemoth. Therefore, there's a suffix, and there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. So therefore, lechatchila, you shouldn't shechta. You shechta, you're not allowed to make kisei adam. But now, we're already bikiyim. We have here amachloikis, abeleza, abonon, choshishim lezerov, and choshishim lezerov. We have here already, we have the yesoides of the tzdodim, what the din is by a koi. So now, let's figure out this mishnah. Bamai yaskinam. Ilema betayish habo ala tzviya. If the mother was a tzviya, the yolda, and they had a koi, the father was a tayish, the mother was a tzviya. Now, what is the child? So, less man the polig, the child has in himself, is a mitzvah tzvi, that's for sure. I mean, there's a subik of choshish and lezera ha'ov, but So the koi in this case zikhe has a mikta svi in himself according to the chachamim, according to Rabbi Leza, hein choshen zerov, it's a ganze svi. So if that's the case, you should shecht it gesuntahein. Why shouldn't you shecht it? It has a din chaye mikta svi ke kol svi. So hilta mikta svi des achiv kis yadam. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a ganze tzvi and choshish on zera. So, well, why don't you shecht? That can't be. Ilayim abetayish abola tzvi yevi yoldo. בין לרבונן ובין לרבלוזו, לישחי ולחסי. So schechte, meikisi adam, zwi, vatelu mitza zwi. So what's the shayla? That can't be the shayla. That can't be the case. Elo, bitzvi abo ala taisha. It's speaking about a zvi abo ala taisha. Not the old one. So now, ila rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, the old choshesh in lezera ha'ov, Zvi vafilo mikta svi, so svi abo ala taisho, so me mele, so the koi is a mikta svi, so there's a chiv of kisi adam. Il abonon lishchoit velechase, so shech to me kisi adam, there's a chiv of kisi adam. Il rabbeleza, rabbeleza holds ein koishish in lezeho, so svi abo ala taisho is a badai behemme, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So it's a problematic Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's a sofik chai, a sofik behime. We don't know what to do. Don't shecht it. If you shecht it, don't make kisi adam. Now, we have guidelines in this Indian of tzvi, the Indian of koi. Either if you hold choshin zelab, ain't choshin zelab, but we have guidelines. So whatever the case is, in the cases if the mother is a tzviya, so the zikha chiv of kisi adam according to everyone. If the father is a tzviya, so according to the chachomim, the chiv of kisi adam. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a vadi behima, there's no chiv of kisi adam. But the mission is very shver. So the Gemara says like this. La'oilam b'tzviya bo'ala taish. No, it's speaking about a tzviya bo'ala taisha. The rabbonon spooky misafkelu ichoishin lezera ha'ov yein choishishin. Oh, a new thing. Till now we learned that the rabbonon not choishishin lezera ha'ov. You reckon with it. Now the Gemara says, no, the chachomim were misupik. Maybe choishishin lezera ha'ov, maybe yein choishishin lezera ha'ov. So memele, so let's say in the case before, you had, let's say, before we had a case, a tayish, a bo, a latzvi, and they had a bas. So there's a suffix, which I would, so maybe choshesh in lezera of, so it's a vafilamikta, so you're not allowed to shech the bas together with her child, misafik, maybe choshesh in lezera. But it's only a sofik. So memele, so speaking about as follows. It's speaking about that a tzvi abo ala taish. So a tzvi abo ala taish. So memele, then the tzvi of kisi adam is a tzvi. So the chachomim don't know is a chay, if it's choshesh in lezera of, it's a chay of kisi. If ain't choshesh in lezera of, so there's no chay of kisi. So you shouldn't shech takoi, because maybe there's a chiyuv kisi and you won't be allowed to be mechaser. So Baruch Hashem, nine of pshat in the Mishnah that says you're not shechet as a koi is going according to the chachamim. It's speaking about a tzvi abo ala taisho, and Mele, and according to the chachamim, I don't know if choshesh in zera or ain't choshesh in zera. So sofik. Chatzi tzvi, or sofik kulei tayish. So you can't make kisi adam, maybe there's a chiv to make kisi adam. So memele, loilam b'tzvi abo ala taisho, v'rabonan svuki mesafkelo, I choshishin lezera ov, yin choshishin. Let us see Rashi. Ein shaykh de nayse beyond if you don't shaykh ta kai beyond it the fish and yakhl kha say say cuz you're not permitted to be machas the lit kha yont of me sat ve kim shakh ta it means if you're going to shaykh you're not allowed to be day kha yont and it seems with kise adam with a hill yont if there's no khi of kise so the gemara said if it's speaking about that the mother was a tzviya lishreik v'lachas, v'mitzad ha'im v'tzvi. V'hakel moidim d'choshishim lehi, v'inami l'choshishim lehov, is mixa tzvi miyike. V'amoran, we said till now, the divrei hakel, ki iko mixas machayim v'mitzvah z'shaychi bei. Kiven da omar achmona tzvi chayim v'kisoy, apelo mixa tzvi b'mashmeh. So the Gemara says, so I can't be speaking about a Tayish Abola Tzivya, then according to everyone, there should be a mitzvah kisui, and it should be Deichi Yonti. Ela b'tzvi Abola Tayish, the last bait tzad tzvi ela mino, amayin shayftim. Ila rabona doma choshishin, tzvihot choshin zero, b'kisiyu, so it's a mitzvah tzvi. Vila rabbeleza b'im agmuri, b'im kansofit. So the Gemara says, Loilam ha b'tzvi abola taisha, the Rabbonim. Ha'af al gav the mechai v'ilar mishim choshishin l'zera ho. There they said that you're not allowed to shecht the daughter of a tzvi abola taish together with her son because choshishin l'zera ho, lam mivshet pshita lo, not that's poshit, ha mesavke lo, mesupik, ilka. Gabi ois they vez benoim. Hilkach gabi ois they vez benoim. Betayish abo ala tzviya. Lechumre. The pakeh ois vez benoim. Betayish abo ala tzviya. So there, if the father's a tayish, so it's a sofik, maybe it's benoim se vez benoim. Lechumre. Kamuhin in choshishin. Vika mikzaseh. וגבי כיסוי נמי לחומרה, בצבי אבו על התיישה, so מחומרה, יוניק כיסוי אדם, maybe it's a צבי, וזה לא ישרד ביונט, שם או חושש, I don't know, חושש, סוף שם או חושש, and if you're חושש, ונען צבי ואפילו מיקסו צבי כמו, וצורך כיסוי, והוא אין יוכל לחסי, סיכם הכיסוי, שם אין אוי, שם אין חושש, so now we just came to the Achlote. We now know a different pshat in the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim hold that Choshish in the Zera Ha'ov means Misofik Yechayish. So therefore, Atayish Abo Al Tzviya, they had a bas. You're not allowed to shecht the bas with her child, because maybe choshishin, so the bas is a mikzaseh. And the same thing, if a tzviya bo'ala taisha, so maybe choshishin, the zachiv of kisi adam, but you can't make kisi adam misafik in yonkeh. Right? So now I hear a little better what the machlekes of the chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. Look to Gemara, but let's be consistent now. Look to Gemara, Umidal Rabbonon Mesachkelu. So now, you told me the Rabbonon who said Tayish Abolat Sviyom, they had a Baas, it's also Oisives Benoi Misofik. And Rabbi Elazar said, there's no din of Oisives Benoi, so Rabbi Elazar holds, but Vaday ain't Choshish. Gidal Rabbonon Mesafkelu, Rabbi Elazar Pshitalei, that ain't Choshishin. Like the Gemara, we learned as follows. Boho, Disanye, we learned Habaraisa. Hazroya, Balachayayim, Bakeve, Meigim, Bekoyu, Bekloim, Ablazoim, Kloim, Abo, Minais, Minarochu, Chaybe Matonis, Minakoi, Pota, Minamatonis. Now, we have Amachloikis, Abelazim, Chachomim, by the Matonis of Zroya, Lachayayim, Bekeve, which is a mitzvah to give to a kohen from a behemoth, not to machayev. Now we have a machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Is there a mitzvah of matonis by a kohen? Rabbi Elazar says there's no mitzvah, and the Chachamim says there is a mitzvah. Now let's figure out the case over here. B'maya askina, ilema v'tayish habo ala tzviya. If it's speaking about Atayish Abo Alatzviya, Vyolda, and Atayish Abo Alatzviya Vyolda. Bishloima, L'Rabeleza, the Potter, Kesava se, Ma'afilo Mikta se, Loi Amrina. Now, Rabbi Lezer says this potter. Now, you have a tayish, a ball, a tzvi, and the koi. Now, the shailas is this koi chayi b'maton. So, Rabbi Lezer, I understand beautifully. That means the only way there could be a chi of maton is, that's if choshish in lezera, Rabbi Lezer holds b'teres vada in choshish in lezera. So, this child is a chayi. So, the child is a chayi, it's not the maton. The koi is a chayi, it's not the maton. Elo le rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, atayish abo ala tzviya. So you'll tell me, oh, atayish abo ala tzviya. So if choshish in lezera ho, it's a suffix, it's a mikzase, it's a suffix mikzase, that's what it is. But it's a suffix mikzase. Like the Gemara in the Heidik is so. The Rabbonon holds it, v'afilu mikzasem, bishloime palge layoivle. So now, let's understand like this. If you say choishish in lezera ho'o, so this koi is a half tzivyo, half tzvi, and a half tayish. If you're choishish in lezera ho'o. Now, on the half that's a tzvi, there's no chiyum matonis. So the whole Chiyav Matonis will be on the half that's a tayish. That's only Chiyav Matonis. The Moshe is like this. Bish loime palgalo yoiv, right? Half of the Matonis sicha you don't have to give because it's a half tzvi. Idach palge, now the shal is the other half. Choshishim lezeraho, maybe it's a half behemoth. It's a half behemoth, and that half you have to give Matonis. But you just told me that the Chachomim hold that it's a suffix half behemoth. Suffix choishish in lezera ho'o. So why is there a chi of matonis period? Idach palge leim olei aisi rai de choish in lezera ho'o v'shkel. And shudik, this is a mitzvah shebamomi. There's a mitzvah to give matonis to a kohen. I come over to the kohen. Rabbi, you know, this is a suffix if there's a chi of to give you or not. If choishish in lezera, then there's a mitzvah to give you. If ain't choishish in lezera, then there's no mitzvah to give you. Either it's a complete chaya or a half behemoth. I don't know. So misafik, I don't have to give you. Misafik, I don't have to give you. So memela. So what is pshat? We had over here that a koi the chachamim say you do give. Abeleza says you don't give. So if it's speaking about that Atayish Abo La Tzivya, so maybe Abeleza is Gevaldik, and Choshim said, oh, it's a Chai, you don't give. But the Chachamim is fair. Why could Chachamim say you do give? Only Misafik you should be Chayiv to give. And by a mitzvah Sheba Momim, you have a Klal, a Meitz Mechaveri, all of a Chayiv. So what's Pshat? So that can't be the case. Elo, so the case will be faker. B'tzviya bo alat yosho. Faker, the mother was a behemoth. The father was a chayet. V'yoldo. Fine. Oh, so b'shloim el rabbonon my chayet b'chatzi maton. Very good, rabbonon hold your chayet. Elo el rabbi Elezer, here it says in the Baraisa, rabbi Elezer says he's potter. If it's a tzviya bo la taisha, so it's a kulay behema, Rabbi Lezer holds ein choishish in lezera ho. So the Baraisa says, Rabbi Lezer says, you're potter. If it's speaking about a tzviya bo la taisha, he should be more machmer. He should give matonis from the whole taish. Because it's a kulay behema. El Rabbi Lezer lechayiv bekulu matonis. Let us see Rashi. Upachinon idol rabbonon misafkelu מכלל דרבי אלעזר דומה אינוי, אפילו מספיקה קומה, דפשיטה לי דן חוששן לזרע. עוד עסניה, we learned, זרוי אלך יין וקייבו. זרוי אלך יין וקייבו, עם שויר, עם סקסי בו. במתונס, אוני סד, בי בהימס. ומאשמד אינוי גם בחיים. So now here we have a machlokes, the Chachomim, Rabbi Eliezer, Zechiv Matonis. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? Inei mabetai yishabo ala tzviyo, biyoldo, bien choyshishin lezera, vatala mitzah salet. It's bishloim el Rabbi Eliezer, the potak sova seb, vatala mitzah saloyim rinim bei bahay kadamorin, vipshita leidin choyshishin lezera, so Rabbi Eliezer is very good way holds this part. Hilka chafel mitzase lek, and there's no mitzase. Hello, Rabbi, no, nei, nami, dika sovri, seb, chafel mitzase amrinam. Yeah, heichi, ditzatzies min heim. If ditzatzies min heim, mi ohoche, dein tzatzies, elo min ho. וקים לדבר הבונון, מסעקלו, איך הישי שני לאי. So בישלוי מפל גלו יויב לאי גלסינה, כלוי בישלוי מפל גדם התונס לאי פחינה לאי מידי, תבאה ופשיטה להו דלו יויב לאי. רציך half of the matones, the mother was a צביה, and the father was a tayish, half the matones is איך נונקי. אינם איך הישי שני בסעד אפילו מיקצס, and the high of palge the tzatzius, the only high on the half of the father. The keep in the half, shalom if legino by matonis, you can split it up. You have palge the tzatzius, you give half of the tzatzius, and ma'aki if palge the tzatzius, dikil mandom ohi beperik hazroi, by matonis, you don't give the whole matonis. V'hai dektoni l'rabona noigim bepalge matonis komri, mishum dul mochoshishim. So the palge wouldn't bother me. Elohoko shalom, itach palge gufei dekumachai b'rabon. The other palge that the rabbonon amachai, lemeis ve'lekoyim amai, v'koyin moitzim mechaveiroyu. V'koyin is a moitzim mechaveiroyu. V'kaimolon b'chol dvar sofik, whenever there's a sofik in momen, a moitzim mechaveiroyu, olof harayim. V'neima hai Yisroel lekoyim, Aisi raya, dechoshishin lezera of, ushkel palge de tzatzeis. Bring a raya, it's a sofik rabbi. Vechol kamed loy aisis raya, fila palge leslo, da fila mitzas se leke. Maybe ein choshishin, there's not even a mitzas se. David speaking about that there was a tayish abola tzviyon. So then, Israel, why, according to the Rabbonon, are you chayim? Why you chayim shemitz mechaber olo barayim? El obitzviya bo'ala taisho, di'ike tzatzeyus minayim, is bishloim el Rabbonon afo gavdim misafkelon shem ha'choshishim le'avi kuleise, vikele mifracham ha'yoiv le'i kuleise, that's good, according to Rabbonon, you won't give kule. Ikele terutzei, my chayim dekomi Rabbonon, chayim v'chatzi matonis. Mishum tzatzeis. Then, you only give half of the matonis of the tzatzeis, then. Vidach palga, omrini le'aisi raya, then choshishim avikulis avishoku. But if it's speaking about that the mother is a taisho, so why does Rabbi Eliezer say yepoter? Lechayev bikulu, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds b'teiris vade ein choshishim lezero. So memeila atzviya bola taisho, so he's chayv to give all the matonis. Topsita loidein choshishin. Vekulei sehu. This is the shayla of the Gemara. So the Gemara has a shayla, that, what is pshat in the machlokes? So nachamol, if the mothers are tzviya, I feel according to the chachomim, should be potter to give, ultimate mechaber olavarai, shema in choshishin lezera of. And if the mother is a taisha, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should zich have to give, because ain't choshishin lezera of. Zok the Gemara. La'olam b'tzvi ha'bo ala taisha v'yoldo. It's speaking about a tzviya bala taisha v'yolda. So we had a problem. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, she b'chayv the matonis. Zok the gemore v'Rabbi Eliezer namis v'kim misapkele. We see so. Rabbi Eliezer is mesupik if chayshishin l'zera lov, if chayshin l'zera lov iloy. Rabbi Eliezer is also mesupik. Frek the gemore, what's the machlekes? V'kim in the rabbonu misapkele. So what's the machlokes? Everyone holds maybe choshishin lezera, and it's speaking about that atzvi abo ala taisha v'yoda, and everyone holds it's a suffix. So maybe, so let's understand. So maybe it is a complete set if you hold name choshishin. Maybe it's a half a sef you hold choshish. And everyone holds it's a suffix. Frag the Gemara by my pligi. So the Gemara says, oh, this is the machloikis. B'seh v'afilu mitzaseh. That is the machloikis. Is there such a concept of seh v'afilu b'mitzaseh? Rabbonon sovri seh v'afilu mitzaseh. So therefore, it's a tzvi abo ala taisha. So memele, tzvi abo ala taisha. So memele is like this. A mitzvah seh etzicha. Because mitzvah dein etzicha a mitzvah seh. If you hold dein choshishin, it's a ganzer seh. If you hold choshishin, it's a halbe seh. But al kaponim, it's a halbe seh. So you have to give matonet. Seh hafel a mitzvah seh. Rabbi Eliezer is also mesupik. Rabbi Eliezer is also mesupik. Maybe choshishin, maybe ain't choshishin. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's choshishin, so it's a mitzvah seh. I hold there's no din of seh afilu mitzvah seh. Either it's a whole seh or nothing. There's no din of seh mitzvah seh. So memele is like as if it would be, I would know clearly ain't choshishin, so then it's a whole seh. Then you will have to give. But maybe choshishin, and it's a mitzvah seh. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds your potter for matonis, and the chachamim hold your chayv matonis. Let us see what Rashi says. Ochi gasin loilom b'tzvi abo ala taisha svuki misafkelei, and Rabbi Eliezer is mesupik if choshishin l'zera. Now all the baraises will have a new mahalach. Bein the oisei ves benoi, bein the kisi, u bein the matones. Bese vafilu mitzase, uchim emeforish, rapope v'ozo. That's the machloikis. The machloikis is, bese vafilu b'mitzase. Okay, mitzashem, tomorrow we'll see.